In our last half hour, we spoke with Andrea Cates, who is a frequent contributor, a good friend of this radio station. We were talking about how mothers in the sandwich generation are the most stressed out in more than any other group. And now we want to speak to another good friend of this radio station and frequent contributor over the years. Anytime he reaches out to me and says, hey, I've got an idea, I'm all ears for Dr. Raymond Abdirahman, who joins us now live on 680 CJOB to talk about Lead with Diversity Press. So first of all, Raymond, hello there.
Hey there, good morning.
Thanks for joining us, buddy. So you sent me this note from your website, leadwithdiversity.com. It's a new initiative called Lead with Diversity Press. What is it?
Well, it's a press meant to kind of disrupt the disparity in the publishing world. So anybody who knows my work knows that a lot of my work has been focused on shifting culture, you know, to make it more equitable, to make sure that we're evening the playing field, and to make people feel like they belong a lot more. Now, having written some books already, I know that in the publishing world, it's actually very difficult for many people of color to get published. And in fact, both in the United States and in Canada, over 80% of published authors are white. And what that does is it limits the voice and the inclusion of people of color in creating a culture in a society and a world that is theirs. And so Lead with Diversity Press was meant to disrupt that and create a sense of equity in contributing voices to our culture.
So why has there been this huge disparity, do you think, over the years?
Well, I mean, simply put, systemic racism. What we don't tend to recognize is that there isn't a sense of equity in the world. Now, equity doesn't always go typically in any direction that we think. You know, we talk about toxic masculinity and how things impact men. So equity shows up in different and weird ways. But when it comes to publishing and contributions to culture, what we notice is that typically speaking, white people lead culture and everybody else has to follow. And people of color have very limited opportunity to influence culture. And that's why this is the case.
Raymond, as you mentioned, you have been a champion of diversity and helping people. Like, you've educated us in so many things, and I'm really grateful to have you in our life because of how much we've learned. But when you create these new initiatives, mm-hmm. do you ever get pushback, especially this day and age where for a lot of people, just hearing the letters DEI is almost like a swear word. Like, you know, do people ever say to you, why do we need all this woke crap?
Yeah, I mean, I think the stats and the research speak for themselves. When, you know, the simple stat that over 80% of published authors are white speaks to the need for these initiatives. Is there pushback? Absolutely. But usually the pushback comes from individuals who aren't willing to learn or aren't aware of the problem. And part of the work that I do is about educating and informing. But let me give you an example of pushback. So we've got a call for submissions coming out for an anthology. And this is a way to get a lot of people published at once. And this is for poets and creative writers we want to publish poetry and short prose. The title of this book was meant heavily, tongue in cheek, The Poetry of Terrorists and Other Angry Black and Brown People. Now, there was pushback. Now, there were people very happy to submit. They understood that this was tongue in cheek, that the idea of this anthology was meant to challenge stereotypes and labels. And that what happens is that when we label people, we don't get to see their humanity. And this book was kind of metaphorical of us as people, that, you know, people might label us, but if they stop to get to know us and talk to us and hear what we have to say, you get to see the humanity. But that title made so many authors very frightened. And we've been now thinking about pulling back the title to just simply The Poetry of Angry Black and Brown People. But they're scared, right? People are emailing me and saying, we really want to contribute, but, you know, we know what you mean. But we're just so afraid, you know, with the politics, the way things are going, both in the United States and in Canada, that little word, you know, which was meant to push back on the narrative, was scaring people and frightening them into not wanting to submit. And so we've had to adjust that title, and we want to encourage people to submit so we can challenge those stereotypes.
So tell us about some of the submissions you've had so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, the submissions are only meant to really talk about humanity. So they can talk, the theme is it has to express the experiences of humanity tied to people of color. And so that could range in a variety of topics, you know, from love and sex to fear and politics and all of those things in between. And so it's not tied to one specific thing. And so the submissions we've had have had that common theme, and they range. And there are people who talk about, you know, already that word terrorist. And then there are people who simply talk about, you know, love, you know, and regret. We had a beautiful submission from one woman, a writer, who talks about, you know, what life was like going through her relationships and what life is like now being a mother, you know. And so when we have, and it was such a relatable piece, like it didn't matter that it was written by a woman of color, but it was a relatable piece. And that's exactly the point that we want to get across, is, you know, there is that relatability. Other research of mine on the Test Bias Project has found that, you know, everybody, including people of color, racialized or not, they tend to see people of color as foreign. And what we don't recognize is that people of color are a part of our society. They're not foreign. They've always been contributing. And this book, this particular anthology, is meant to share that.
Raymond, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you very much for bringing this to our attention. We appreciate it, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Psychologist and author Dr. Raymond Abdirahman. And once again, if you'd like to learn more, leadwithdiversity.com is the website. That's where you can view and download the call for submissions for the anthology, The Poetry of Angry Black and Brown People, call for submissions for poetry and short prose anthology. And the timing for this is perfect because A, it's Black History Month. B, I Love to Read Month. So kind of putting the two together.